WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
CD box sets have become popular holiday gift items, so we've asked our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, to choose a couple to review. He has a review of a new box set of John Coltrane's 1961 recordings at the New York Jazz Club, The Village Vanguard. It's a document from the year Coltrane's mature group sound came together.
Almost as long as there have been compact discs, jazz fans have been promised a box of John Coltrane's complete Village Vanguard recordings from 4 days in November 1961. Most of this stuff had been scattered over five old LPs or CD issues, with a few items still left in the can. Now, finally, Impulse brings us a four CD set of music from those evenings, including three newly released takes. Hearing all this music at once really puts you back in the moment when Coltrane was shaking everybody up. In an issue of Downbeat that came out shortly after this recording, critic John Tynan denounced what Coltrane and sometime guest Eric Dolphy played as anti-jazz. Here's Coltrane on tenor sax and then Dolphy on alto. John Coltrane was obviously searching for something. One sign was the musicians he'd add to his quartet at the Vanguard and elsewhere in 1961. Earlier than other musicians in the 60s, Coltrane had discovered Indian music, not that he ever imitated it outright. On his composition India, Ahmed Abdul Malik echoes the drone of an Indian tambura using the guitar's Arabic cousin, the oud. On oboe is Garvin Bashel, who, critics always point out, had also recorded with blues singer Mamie Smith in 1921. There are two bass players there, Reggie Workman and Jimmy Garrison. Garrison soon became Coltrane's full-time bassist, for one thing because his tambura-like drones fill in the backgrounds without dictating a direction. Kicking Coltrane along without getting in his way is the rhythm section's mission. McCoy Tyner's piano chords are so open and have so many extra notes, most anything Coltrane plays over the top will fit. Tyner's strategy works so well, literally hundreds of pianists have imitated him. No modern jazz musician has been more widely copied than McCoy Tyner, Coltrane included. But drummer Elvin Jones shines the brightest. Much has been made of his independent limbed polyrhythms, executed more loosely than is usually noted. But that looseness just adds to his amazingly relaxed swing, even when the music boils over and he's doing two other things at the same time. This band was notorious for being loud and frenetic, but they had their lyrical side. The oddest piece from the Vanguard is a remake of Coltrane's classic Naima. If you know the original, the new tune will seem both familiar and disorienting, like the old melody turned upside down. Thank you. On John Coltrane's 1961 Village Vanguard stand, all his contradictions were on display. He could play tough or tender, could acknowledge English and Indian music and gospel and blues, even as he seemed to reinvent music from scratch. That helps explain why some people revered him as a religious figure, even as others thought him a devil. He could be all things to a lot of people.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed John Coltrane, the complete 1961 Village Vanguard recordings on the Impulse label.